Ernestine Ernestine Alexander, Alexander, 6929, it's a 95-year-old woman evaluated for hospice care. Patient is 95 years old. She was a school teacher, home economics for 38 years, never had any children. Her husband died years ago. Patient is being taken care of by her niece, Mrs. Clayton. Mrs. Clayton tells me that my aunt was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2019, and she's been going downhill slowly ever since then, period. In the paragraph, she's had 3 or 4 ER evaluations recently because of confusion, change in mental status, and frequent falls. CT scans showed no evidence of bleed, stroke, possible TIA, but mostly she was diagnosed with orthostatic hypotension, and the ER doctor suggested patient to be placed on hospice at this time, period. New paragraph, patient has been evaluated for palliative and hospice care at this time. She suffers from hypertension, orthostatic hypotension. Her Norvasc was recently reduced from 10 to 5. She also was given some prednisone to increase her salt intake, and also had her increase her salt intake to fight the orthostasis, but nothing has been effective. She's suffering from autonomic nervous dysfunction, which is very common in patients with diabetes, even though she doesn't, but she has no history of diabetes, period. She has lots of psych issues as far as Sundowner syndrome. She's on Remeron. She is on laxative and on Seroquel. Remeron is 15 milligrams, Seroquel 25 milligram, period. Her niece is very concerned about her appetite. She wants to give her something to increase her appetite. They told her there's some liquid they can give her. I told her we can try periacting for her. Surgery, eye surgery, cataract surgery, appendectomy, hysterectomy. Social, no extensive history of smoking or drinking. She's widowed, as I mentioned, was a teacher for years. She's diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2019 and has definitely gotten worse. COVID immunization up to date, medical problems as above. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. Review of systems, significant for ADL dependency, total. Bowel and bladder incontinent, total. Cannot move from chair to bed any longer and requires 2 people to help her. Patient is now in a assisted living / group home personal home. She's lost tremendous amount of weight, per niece at least 20 pounds. She would like something to help her appetite. She's not interested in eating. She has Sundowner syndrome. She's very anxious and suffers from symptoms of Alzheimer's disease with agitation, period. An exam, 130 over 73, 94%, oxygen, 88 and 18. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs, clear abdomen, soft, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, no edema, neurological, no lateralizing symptoms noted. Assessment number 1, long-standing Alzheimer's dementia to the point that now she's hospice appropriate, usual advancement and the usual course of the disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Next number is weight loss. Recommend periactin 4 milligram to help her increase her appetite. Next number, numerous hospitalization for syncopal episode, diagnosed with orthostatic hypotension with autonomic nervous dysfunction. And no seizures, no evidence of bleed in the brain. Next number, she's not a candidate for aspirin per her cardiologist in the past, because of some bleeding episode. Next number, hypertension controlled with Norvasc. Next number, weight loss. Next number is ADL dependency. Next number is overall prognosis is quite poor. Next number is patient is expected to die in 6 months. Next number is findings discussed with patient's niece at length today. Thank you.